Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
All right, Rob, let's get into it. And really interesting stuff. Deion Sanders, what a year it has been for him. And Rob G, go ahead and explain us what happened to Deion today.
Yeah, so Sports Illustrated announced their annual Sports Person of the Year, where they honor who they believe was the person who most exemplifies and had a, you know, for lack of a better word, transcendent 2023 in the world of sports. So you would think, yeah, maybe it's Nikola Jokic, who dominated his way to his first NBA championship. Maybe it's Patrick Mahomes, who won a MVP and a Super Bowl his best wide receiver.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
But no, instead they went with Deion Sanders for everything he did at Colorado. And in their explanation for why they chose Deion Sanders, they mentioned that Colorado generated more than $90 million in media coverage in the month of September alone, had the highest average ticket price in all of college football in the month of September. Yes, even more than Alabama, Georgia, Michigan, wow. Ohio State. They sold out their season tickets for the first time in school history at Colorado, and they generated two of the five highest rated college football games of the entire season, Colorado, Oregon, and Colorado, Colorado State. Again, all of those happenings took place in the month of September, which is interesting because after the month of September, it was all bad for Deion in Colorado. They finished losing eight of their last nine, including six straight to close the season.
Rob, what are your thoughts?
Another Sports Illustrated, going down the wrong path. It's sad, to be honest. Sports Illustrated used to be a beacon of journalism and, taking itself seriously. And I know it's not the same, Chris. It's not the magazine that we grew up with and whatnot. It just feels like it's always gimmicks. They had the, what did they have the other day where they wrote stories without people, the AI, Sports Illustrated did a whole thing without reporters and stuff.
Right.
They're doing all kinds of stuff, and I get it. They're trying to survive. This is a survival thing here, and this is no disrespect to Deion Sanders, who had an unbelievable month. Rob G, chronicle it. He had an unbelievable month.
It wasn't the Sportsman of the Month.
It was Sportsman of the Year. And Rob G talked about it. Patrick Mahomes winning another Super Bowl, Chris, an MVP without Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
That stop. Okay, that's huge. Number two, and I think Jokic winning Denver's first ever championship in the NBA, Chris. The year he had just a shy of a triple-double, and he had an unprecedented and historic postseason run.
Agreed.
Come on, Sports Illustrated. You're better than this. They know Deion gets eyeballs. Deion moves the needle. So let's move the needle for Sports Illustrated by giving Deion the award for the month he had, Forget about that it crashed and burned at Colorado. Forget that it was a flash in the pan. Forget all that stuff. We're going to give it to him for the whole year. He should have got honorable mention because what he did was incredible, Chris. But those two guys there, and if I dug deeper, there might be two or three other people in other sports.
I'm going to give you one right now.
Go ahead, give it to me.
Shohei Ohtani.
Shohei Ohtani won another MVP.
I mean, come on, he's doing something we haven't seen done in 100 years. And actually, Babe Ruth didn't even do, and you know this, Rob, didn't do it to the level that Ohtani is.
No, he was never that great on the pitching
side. On both sides.
On both sides. But the
pitching
side.
At the same time. And so, I look, again, nothing against Deion. In fact, congratulations. I mean, that's a great honor for him. Congratulations. And what he did at Colorado was significant. There's no doubt about it. But sportsman of the year? Like, the team was 4-8.
I mean, Chris.
How in the world? And I said, we talked about it a couple of days ago. I believe the season was a success. But you still were 4-8.
Let's not get crazy. Since when is that good?
That is ridiculous. Rob, I honestly think that Sports Illustrated, or whoever is giving out an award, there is a better argument for giving him the award when he went to Jackson State.
Thank you.
And what he did there.
Thank you.
The fact that this all-time great athlete was going to an HBCU and at the time saying, I want to get these top black athletes going to HBCUs. He got Travis Hunter. He got some other blue chippers to eschew going to the big programs and going to Jackson State. And he turned them around immediately. They hadn't had a winning season since like 2013 when he got there. And immediately they were a great team. Like that, you could argue what he was doing was greater than what he did at Colorado. And look, Rob G mentioned, Rob, all the reasons. None of them were football related as far as on the field.
Right.
It was the media coverage, which a lot of that's the media, right? Now, the fans turning out to the games, selling out, that's all him. But still, does that mean you're the sportsman of the year because people want to come watch you?
So Jerry Jones should be the sportsman of the year with all the money that the Cowboys
made.
Seriously.
That's honestly true, Rob. And I mean, some people would say, well, he is a Hall of Famer. Well, he also won three championships.
Right. Right.
Three Super Bowls before it became a ridiculous mess over the last three decades. But to your point, Rob, that's a great point. Because basically everything they mentioned about Deion was commercial.
Right, and financial.
Right. And of course, that was great. But Jerry Jones is doing the same thing with the Cowboys.
Money. Printing money, Chris, with
absolutely
the Cowboys.
Absolutely. The same exact
thing.
And
can I give you two other people, and I know it doesn't move the needle for them, I guess, nationally compared to internationally. Messi, Chris, in soccer finally won a World Cup, right? One
right.
of the arguably the greatest soccer player of all time. Finally got off the schneid. What about that? Okay, that didn't count.
Right.
And Djokovic, what is it, the tennis player?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Djokovic.
Djokovic. What did he do? Win three Grand Slams, Chris, in a calendar year.
Yeah.
That doesn't count?
It doesn't make a whole lot of sense, to be honest. And I just think that, again, what Deion did was fine.
Nobody's trashing it.
The sportsman of the year as somewhat related to what you did on the field. And, Rob, I would even say this. Let's take, because to some degree, and I want your opinion, I think you'll agree with me. You could compare what Deion did at Colorado, I'm talking about on the field, to Joshua Dobbs. Right? Dobbs coming out of nowhere, wins a few games, and then kind of it falls apart, and it fell apart for Colorado. Now, Joshua Dobbs, as we know, has a bachelor's degree in, Rob G, what is it? Aeronautical.
He's an astronaut,
science,
right?
Science or something. Yeah. But I believe to be an astronaut, a full-fledged astronaut, he would have to go on to other programs and, you know, learn more. Now, my thing is this. let's say Joshua Dobbs, with the year he's having right now, okay, not nothing special, but good for a guy that nobody ever heard of and thought was any good. Let's say he's having this season, and at the same time,
he's an astronaut.
He's taking his classes to become a full-fledged astronaut, and he does it. That's when I would be like, oh, yeah, he could be the sportsman of the year. Even though he wasn't great on the field,
right?
What he was decent on the field, and what he did off the field was incredible. Or, Rob, if you got an athlete that is just such a humanitarian, whether it's civil rights, whether it's, you know, fighting against wars or oppression in one place or another, if there's a guy that is doing so much, or he's really promoting education and building schools and, like, all of that stuff, like, it's really huge, and he's really helping people, underprivileged people, then I could say, okay, the part on the field or the court might doesn't have to be as good.
Right.
Because he did so much off. But all Deion did, and I think he clearly admitted, and we know he's an upstanding guy, but it's all commercial related. Like I said, Rob, it's just money.
And we should say Dobbs, it's aerospace engineering.
Aerospace engineering.
He had
degree,
a 4.0,
right?
Chris. He's brilliant. He's brilliant.
Right, right. So that's my thing. I don't even want to keep saying nothing against Deion.
That's not even what we're doing, right?
Right.
We're not. Person of the sports person of the year.
No.
I mean, God, goodness gracious! Like, where are we?
That's just a popularity thing, right? I mean, that's really
what
all
I'm saying.
Was.
Like SI, Chris, I hate to say, like, that's where. Who's going to move the needle for them? You know what I mean? Like, they did it
that's
before.
That's what it seems like.
Deion's going to move the needle.
Jokic wouldn't have moved the needle.
He's not going to move the needle.
Djokovic,
nope.
Messi, Shohei. I mean, none of those guys we mentioned, we'll even though people like Shohei and all that, would have moved the needle like this.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Dynasty the King. King.
What's good, y'all? It's your main man, Michael Smith, esteemed NFL analyst and certified fantasy football legend. Allow me to present to you your new favorite fantasy football podcast, The Dynasty Exchange, hosted by my first-round rookie picks, Davis, Dylan, and Josh, three guys who most definitely know their stuff. They're the co-commissioners of the coolest and most cutthroat dynasty league you'll ever come across, the Yacht Club. And now they're the co-hosts of the most elite. Now make that the definitive dynasty program in the game. It's dedicated to only the most devoted of diehards, the guys like me who can't stay off Sleeper and KTC. And trust me, you won't regret making the choice to follow their dynasty advice. Listen to Michael Smith Presents The Dynasty Exchange on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I don't know if you guys know this, because I know that, you know, Chris is doing TV, Rob's busy schmoozing at the party.
Yes.
But LeBron's entourage, I don't even like that word, but they're in the news again. Because Maverick Carter, according to multiple reports, as part of an ongoing investigation with the Washington Post, admitted to illegally making bets in 2021 on NBA and NFL games.
Wow.
Okay. Now, the reason why this is notable is because this is now the second time in 2 months that we've seen a member of LeBron's business circle, that's a better way of putting it,
all right,
that's been in the news. You recall back in September, Randy Mims, who's part of his crew, his business manager, was part of the investigation into Tony Bosch, which is the PEDs situation that was involving all those baseball players.
Right.
It also included his wife's personal trainer at the time. So now this is, just in the last 60 days, three different people in and around LeBron's inner circle that are up to some shady dealings.
Well, so my thing is, and Rob, you're much more familiar with the gambling world than me. Now, let me ask you this, Rob G. What was the investigation about?
The investigation was into somebody else. It wasn't involving him.
But that's usually how a lot of people get. Right. Yeah, like that's how John Gruden got Ziggy. You know what I mean? They weren't focused on him. That's how Chris... Barry Bonds in Balco. They weren't looking for Barry Bonds. They didn't even know he was involved in that place when they went through the files. His name came up.
In this situation, it was an investigation to a man named Wayne Nix, and Maverick Carter's name was brought up in the investigation. He's obviously not a target in the investigation, and he just cooperated with his end of the deal. And in the cooperation, he admitted that in the investigation in November of 2021. So this investigation took place 2 years ago, and it's just now becoming public.
Right. He admitted that
he was making illegal bets in the NBA through an unsavory bookmaker. We'll call it that.
Here's what I say about the betting, because obviously people think, oh, he's close to LeBron and, you know, he's betting. To me, in a situation like this, and like I said, Rob, you know more about this world than me. Correct me if I'm wrong. Maverick Carter can bet all he wants. Now, if it was illegal, whatever, I don't know all the ins and outs, but I'm just saying in general, they can bet all they want. If there were something that the league or anybody was going to, you know, if anybody was going to get punished, I would think the player in the situation would be the one involved. Like, Rob, if you say an NFL player is, you know, he's playing for a team, and a family member is betting. Now, people might raise their eyebrows and say, oh, wow, he's connected to so-and-so.
Right.
But to me, that person isn't the one that could possibly be in trouble. It would be the athlete. Am I wrong on that? Because I wouldn't think a person, they can bet all they want, no matter who they're related to.
Yeah, I don't think that the league doesn't have jurisdiction.
Right.
Over family members. I mean, it's not.
And Maverick's not even a family member, you know.
Now, I don't know if Maverick can't do it because agents aren't supposed to.
Well, he's
Chris.
Not an agent, though.
Yeah.
That's Rich Paul.
Rich Paul is what I was thinking.
Yeah, Maverick is just LeBron's friend. Right. He runs a business.
Right, but I was thinking I just got mixed up. I'm saying? Like, as an agent.
I think it would be different.
Right.
But I'm saying, to me, I just don't see anything wrong with Maverick Carter betting on games.
Yeah, it's not, they can't, unless there's some real link to LeBron. There's no link there.
They're friends.
Right. Friends do a lot of stuff that you wouldn't want to be involved in.
Right.
So you're
not responsible for your friend doing whatever he wants to do. And Rob G, I think, you brought up Randy Mims. Are you wondering if any of this stuff is going to, at some point, stick to LeBron?
Yeah, that's got to be the question, right? Because when the Maverick Carter news broke earlier on Thursday, one of the things that was highlighted in the story was that he told agents that he could, quote, not remember placing any bets on the Lakers. Because when you hear Maverick Carter LeBron James's supposedly best friend is making bets with an illegal bookie, your first thought, whether it's fair or unfair, is, was LeBron shaving points? Did he know something about the injury report that nobody else knew regarding the Lakers? Did he know Anthony Davis, who was questionable, was not going to play that night? Whatever.
Inside information is huge.
So it makes you think about that. And then Randy Mims, I know nobody wants to talk about it, but several years ago, there was a report that came out that alleged that Rich Paul was part of, you know, a third party who was getting PEDs for LeBron James. Rich Paul at the time was the one who was getting it. Now, it was never corroborated. It was never proven. It was just kind of out there.
Right.
And nobody really ran with it. So the question becomes is, how many times can something like this happen before it does stick to LeBron?
Yeah, and you know what? They got to have the evidence. And no matter, I'll say this. It can look bad and, you know, circumstances and situations, but he can't be held accountable for everybody. And unless you have concrete evidence, Chris, as you know, you really can't do anything. If they have LeBron's signature on like the Pete Rose thing, everybody, whatever you want to say about Pete Rose, Major League Baseball, Chris, has the betting slips with his initials on it. They have them.
Right.
That's on Pete Rose. You can't like poo-poo it or say you didn't. Dude, they have. If they had that with LeBron, then the NBA would have to act.
Right.
They don't have that.
Yeah, I would say, first of all, for me, looking at what LeBron's done, just what his character's been throughout his career, I would not think, I mean, the notion, to me, the notion of LeBron James point shaving is just ludicrous to me. I mean, we know what his ultimate goal is, to catch Michael Jordan.
And the money's so big, Chris.
Right. I mean, he's like, got so much money. It's like
I understand it back in the 50s. I'm not even kidding you. I do understand it.
Like, it was certainly different.
If they told you back then in the 50s and some bookies got to a college basketball star and said, I'll give you 10 grand. All I need you to do is miss 4 free throws and blow a layup. Chris, seriously. That's what I need you to do.
It was a lot more enticing.
You know what I mean?
These guys are making the money LeBron is making, not just from the NBA, but my goodness, Nike, the endorsements, his other outside businesses. Like, that's unfathomable to me. And again, looking at his character and the way he's just handled everything, I can't. That to me, that shouldn't even be discussed.
And the money that Mav Carter was betting, Chris. Right. $5,000, $10,000. It wasn't like he was betting $100,000 or
right.
Like, that's where you would raise an eyebrow, wouldn't you? If it was that kind of money, you would be like, my goodness.
I mean, even like as far as stuff.
No, I'm just
sticking,
saying the type of money.
I mean, like you said, Maverick Carter can do what he wants.
Right.
That's not got anything to do with LeBron James. But what I would, as far as Rob G, your question about whether it's Randy Mims or Maverick Carter, this stuff sticking to LeBron, I would say this. The fact, Rob, that none of this has stuck to him yet, right? Like, that Randy Mims stuff with the PEDs and all, that didn't stick to LeBron at all. And so the fact that nothing has stuck to him so far would tell me that for anything, Rob, to stick to LeBron, whether it's something that's already happened, something that could happen in the future, you're going to have to really be able to pin him down. It's not going to be, circumstantial evidence.
His friend was involved
in this or his cousin or what. Yeah, you're going to have beyond a shadow of a doubt the evidence that LeBron James was involved. Because that's what everything so far, nothing has stuck to him. And I can only believe that's because nothing has been, you know,
they don't have the goods.
Have any evidence that he's done anything like that. So, and I also think, look, and LeBron, obviously he's run his affairs very well, from his family to his best friends to his businesses, his image, like everything. It's almost amazing how he's run everything. And that he's got a lot to lose too, Rob. Like, if he were to be doing something crazy, which is one reason I think he's not, but he would have so much to lose. And so, yeah, I don't expect anything to stick to LeBron or, and I don't think from what we've heard, this stuff, that really doesn't have that much to do with him as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I'm with you. And most of the time, the only way anything like that would be moved on, Chris, they'd have to have
absolute
evidence. You just can't play around with that. Somebody's name, reputation, is a lot at stake, and you can't get it wrong because you can't take it back.
It's the face of a league.
Yeah, once it's out there.
Yeah, I mean, you better be – you try to take down the face of a league, you better make sure you have
it. And even like we said before, in the Barry Bonds, and it wasn't baseball, Chris. It was the federal government that was involved in, you know, the Balco. That's what that was.
Right.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Devin McCourty, of course, the former player in the NFL for the New England Patriots, now in broadcasting, he made an interesting comment recently. He said that he thinks Belichick will be coaching the Patriots next year. So let's make sure we understand that first. Like, he thinks he'll be back in New England. Most people seem to think he won't be, Rob, but McCourty said he thinks he will. And then McCourty said this. Buffalo, he threw in Buffalo as a great landing spot for Belichick if he doesn't stay in New England. And I thought about that, Rob, and I got to be honest, I like that. We talked last week about Belichick going to the Chargers, which I liked too. But you and I, you know, the more we fleshed it out, the more we talked about, well, we would want him to keep Kellen Moore as the offensive coordinator, and is Belichick going to do that? I would want Belichick just to coach. Is he going to not want to be the GM? You know, all of that stuff. And Belichick's a Northeast guy for his career. Is he going to want to go West? Is he going to want to go to the division with the Chiefs in it? So on and so forth. The more we thought about it, the more it seemed like, yeah, probably won't happen. This makes sense to me. Now, who knows what's going to happen? But I'm just saying, if they get rid of Sean McDermott in Buffalo, which if they don't make the playoffs, and maybe even if they do, I think they should. But I'm saying he should be on the hot seat is what I mean. Then Belichick in Buffalo again. You stay in the Northeast. Belichick, we know, is a great defensive mind. That team would be good defensively, great defensively. And he wouldn't have to worry about, oh, they have an offensive coordinator who's got to stay there and Kellen Moore. He could bring his own guy. Now, I would hope to to the high heavens that it wasn't who's the dude from the Lions that he brought in last year? The defensive coordinator. His name is Matt Patricia.
Matt Patricia with the pencil.
You know, I mean, I would want to talk with him about who are you thinking, blah, blah, blah. But my point is this. The defense under Belichick we know would be top flight, and you have a great quarterback. I don't necessarily want to see Belichick with a young quarterback. I don't really want to put Caleb Williams and his future in the hands of Belichick. But a guy that's already established, a guy that's already established himself as very good and one of the top 10 guys in the league in Justin Herbert, yeah, I would be fine with him and Belichick. So, Rob, and then just like he did with the Patriots when Brady was there, you can beat up on the Jets twice every year. You can beat up on the Patriots twice every year, which you know he'd love to do if he leaves there. And you really just got to deal with Miami. And so the more I think about that, Rob, that and again, I have no idea if it could happen, but that does make a lot of sense to me.
I mean, the only thing I'll say,
and I say top five quarterback with Josh Allen
is I think. I don't think people look at stuff the way other people. Like, the easiest path is what you're trying to do. Or if you're Bill Belichick, you don't believe, like, oh, the only reason why I won is because I had a team in the AFC least. Or, you know, you don't look at stuff like that. If he really looked at the teams and said, Patrick Mahomes is going to win every year, the Raiders and some of these other teams, this team has some defensive playmakers. I'm talking about the Chargers. They have a young quarterback who's untapped. You know, they can look at a lot of different things, Chris.
Right. It's still on paper a good situation.
Right.
My main issue is Kellen Moore. Like, and again, if he's willing to say, hey, I love Kellen Moore, I'm definitely down with keeping him, then fine. I'm all with that. But I'm just saying, as we talked it out, we felt like, he's probably going to want to pick his own staff. Yeah, and if that's the case, why Buffalo, would make more
sense. Yeah, I get that point. And he's going to have to bend at that long in the tooth. And I know he's a Hall of Fame coach and has a lot of credentials and Super Bowls and all that other stuff. But at that point, he will be, Chris, a little bit wounded, you know, right? Because he wasn't wanted, or he had to move on, you know what I mean? So you might have to change a little bit in order to survive. So maybe he might be if they say.
You're saying if you had the choice of the two, if you're Belichick, you would go to the Chargers.
I would go to the Chargers. I just don't know what Buffalo is going forward. I really don't. Josh Allen, I get it, Chris. He's a talent.
He's still a top five quarterback.
He might not win, though. He could be a top five quarterback and might not win.
Well, Herbert's lost even more than Allen.
I got it, but I think that which way they're headed. I don't believe that Herbert has reached his full potential. I think he's been held back.
And you think Allen has?
Yeah, I do. I don't think Allen's going to be better than he is.
He can learn to make better decisions. I have no doubt you can learn to make better decisions. And even if he doesn't, he's still great. I mean, he still leads the league in touchdowns, total touchdowns, by a nice little margin too, 33 total touchdowns. And when you look year to year at his touchdown to interception ratio, it is among the tops in the league every year.
Yeah, but he has a ton of turnovers, not just interceptions.
No, that's my point. Yeah. When you look at his touchdown to turnover ratio, it's still – The ratio is still among the top five in the league every year.
Yeah.
So he produces a lot. Yes, he, like I said, it reminds me of Brett Favre. Favre gave you a lot and he took away a lot at times. But I do think he could improve that too. So I get what you say. When you say Buffalo in this iteration, the door is closed. I don't think you mean just Josh Allen's doors. I don't think you mean his window's closed his whole career, do you?
No, I'm talking about Buffalo.
Right, you're talking about this team. That's my point. You get a whole new coaching staff. then that's a new iteration. And obviously some of the players would change as well. But I just think they need to make some type of major changes, because I'm with you in that, yeah, this group has pretty much run its course. I don't mean they better get rid of Stephon Diggs.
Right.
Or they better get rid of James Cook, and certainly not Josh Allen, you know, Matt Milano. I just mean they need to make some significant changes, but the coaching staff would be a huge change. And then tweak the roster here and there. But look, the Chargers still makes a lot of sense. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying Buffalo makes some sense to me as well.
I don't disagree. There are two options there. Yeah. I just don't think that we've seen the best of Justin Herbert.
I agree with that. I don't think we've seen the absolute best of either, but especially
Herbert. Would you right?
Or I don't know if I say more so Herbert than Allen. I just say I think both of them have room to grow. Absolutely. Now, I would say this, that we have seen more glimpses, like when Josh Allen a few years ago, when they lost to the Chiefs with the 13-second rally, right, by Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
That playoff Josh Allen was out of his mind. Now that is, yeah, I don't know. I don't think he can get better than that. The question is, can he play that way more consistently? And I think he can get closer to that, playing, being more consistent. Herbert's been great individually as well, but he's got, Rob, what he hasn't been able to do is deliver clutch moments for the most part. I mean, do you know that five of their seven losses this year were by three or fewer points?
No, I get it.
You know, and he's had interceptions at the end of games.
Yep. He hasn't played. I get it, Chris. But I think he could play better. He has a big arm.
No, I agree with you.
He can get better.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.